At Daytona Motor Speedway, I'm visiting here with
Brent Dewar, Chief Operating Officer of NASCAR.
And I guess I'd ask, first of all, since I'm here with my sponsor, New Holland, they are a sponsor of NASCAR and just going into a new extended agreement. What does this sponsorship mean to NASCAR to have with New Holland?
Well, it's a great brand, and one thing about NASCAR, terrific American sporting event, and our fans are some of the most passionate fans of any sports in the world. They understand that the sponsors help make the racing go on the track, and so I think it's a great relationship where New Holland can demonstrate to our great fans, you know, their products, their philosophy, how they want to go to market, and our fans in return reward them with that same loyalty. So we're delighted to have them here, and to extend the partnership is just a terrific news for everybody.
Well, they are a part of American Ethanol, which is also a sponsor here at NASCAR.
Ethanol is such a great product, and what we love about ethanol is not only it's a great renewal, but it's a great racing fuel. So higher octane, so it's great performance for the drivers. I think some of the nervousness in the beginning was, what would the outcome be? I think we're about to surpass 6 million miles on the track with the ethanol product. So it not only delivers all the performance requirements that we need for great racing, it's also a great product for, you know, the environment. Reduces greenhouse gases. Homemade right here in America, you know, helps support our reduction in dependence and support our national energy policy. So it's a win-win-win, and in car racing, we're all about winning. So it's great to have them be a part of the team.
Well, I understand you've kind of seen that example in another country like Brazil, who has really embraced ethanol as well.
Yeah, I lived 6 years in Brazil working with General Motors, and you know, very similar situation. Number one sport down there is soccer, football, they call it, and number two is racing. And we did a very similar thing. We converted our race cars over to 100% ethanol race blend. And then we also, in the country as well. So, you know, there you can have great access of ethanol in almost every gas station. It wasn't like that, but it took governments and business people and the public working together. And so you have the choice, and you provide an energy solution choice. So I think, you know, being a part of that for those 6 years in Brazil, I have great hope that, you know, we'll be able to advance the message here in this country to continue the efforts and what ethanol can be as a renewable resource and energy source.
We're working on it, and I think what NASCAR has taken the initiative to do is demonstrating to a wide spectrum of the U.S. public how important this is, and that really helps when get us the things we need in order to grow this kind of a renewable energy source.
Yeah, and it's about the ability to tell that story, and it's a good story. And we try to message that. I think with the partnership with the ethanol green flag will wave over the Daytona 500 today. We remind in every broadcast, and so it's a good reminder to our fans that we have options, and ethanol is an outstanding option for our country and for our environment and our energy policies.
Yeah, I'm a photographer, so I call it the getting the money shot when I get that clear ethanol flag at the green flag start. So we'll do my best again today.
Great.
Thank you very much, Brent, for visiting with me here. We are at Daytona Motor Speedway. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.